Welcome to Fear and Greed, the week ahead. I'm Sean Aylmer, and as always, I'm joined by economist Stephen Kokoulis. You'll find him at thekook.com, T-H-E-K-O-U-K, thekook.com, and on X, using the handle thekook. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Look, it's been a funny couple of weeks because not a lot of economic data is out, but wow, the stuff that is out matters. So let's start last week with the labour force figures.
Yeah, domestically we had our labour force numbers for the month of March, and they were broadly as expected, which is very rare for economists to sort of get it right. So employment was down 6,500 in the month of March. Unemployment crept up from 3.7 to 3.8%. So you might think, oh, gee, that's bad news. But, and it's a really important but, the context of that was that the previous month we had that stellar increase in employment, was revised to 117,000 jobs plus, and the unemployment rate had fallen from 4.1 to 3.7. So it gave up some of those, what do we call them, statistically odd results. And when you sort of put trend lines through, moving averages through the numbers, it sort of confirms the economy is slowing down, but it's not, I repeat, not heading for a hard landing or recession at this stage. The labour market is still quite resilient. It is cooling off, but it is not yet at a level that would be sparking, you know, huge concerns for policymakers, including our friends at the RBA.
Well, the Reserve Bank will be watching the Consumer Price Index for March quarter this week very closely, Stephen. This is the big one.
Oh, it's a biggie. The quarterly one is really important. And, you know, given what's happened globally as well with inflation, particularly in the US, where they've got a really stubborn inflation rate, you know, they had no trouble getting it down to sort of 3.5%, but it's still 3.5%. So, and their target is for 2% at the US Federal Reserve. So we look at things such as the UK, while the inflation rate edged down, it wasn't as much as markets expected. This was last week, by the way. Canada's inflation down a bit, but again, not within the Bank of Canada's target. And so the Reserve Bank here, when they see their March quarterly number, which comprises all of the goods and services, so it's a better guide to inflation than the monthly indicator, it's probably going to be a bit lower than in quarterly terms, about 0.7, 0.8. There's a bit of a petrol effect in there. Headline probably down to about 3.6, 3.7%, down from 4.1. So the inflation rate's moving in the right direction, tick. But is it moving fast enough to get to the 2-3 target band? Well, it's a great big question mark.
So Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock has spoken that at press conferences saying that she is happy to shift on rates even if we're not in the 2-3% target band on the back of having confidence that they will get there. Do you think what's happened overseas, and you just ran through a bunch of them, kind of gives them a pause for thought about how hard it is that last little bit?
That last little bit, yes, and I think that is really interesting. I genuinely thought they'd be cutting interest rates around the middle of the year, this year, like in the next, if not in May, then in late June, because the economy was weakening and inflation around the world was falling sharply. Now, you know, we've had that resilience in commodity prices. You know, oil and petrol are the big headline one, but if you look at things like copper prices, cocoa prices, these sorts of things, coffee prices, they're all gone up. They're commodities that feed into the inflation rate. And if they're going up, then it's just a matter of time before we see some of those price pressures showing up in global inflation. And of course here, and particularly with the Aussie dollar being hammered into the sort of below 65 cents in the past week, then you've got this inflation pressure building. So for Michelle Bullock and the RBA, as you said, yeah, they're not ruling anything or anything out when it comes to interest rate settings and the outlook of their forecasts and projections for interest rates. But they do want to see, I think, for a rate cut, well, they don't want to see a really weak economy, but for them to deliver a rate cut, I should say, they probably need to see a real deterioration in the labour market, which, as we just said, isn't yet showing up, and further progress on inflation. So the jury's out, and as the market pricing has shown, Sean, look, it's been an absolutely fascinating couple of weeks for me. Here, US, Canada, New Zealand, you name it, they've pushed out the timing for the first rate cut in all of those countries, and they've scaled back the magnitude of rate cuts over the next couple of years. So there's still cuts priced in, but not many, and they're going to be starting later rather than sooner.
Stephen, enjoy your week.
Will do. Thank you.
That was economist Stephen Koukoulas, better known as The Kook. You can find him at thekook.com and follow him on X using the handle The Kook. I'm Sean Aylmer, and this is Fear and Greed, the week ahead.